romantic story. Christmas afternoon on NOVA. Zapping away through till 7. I'm Tony. These are the waitresses. I want to say hello to the Holden family who are living in Kelsen, County Kilkenny. Lots of love comes into you from Harvick. Christmas wrapping on NOVA. Ho! Merry Christmas to you from NOVA. That's the waitresses. Christmas wrapping. Good stuff. Frank Kelly is next. 3:22.
Oh, I'm glad to get in here with that. Your nose is a gorgeous shade of purple.
Thanks, I love.
And what do you have to use you?
No. I've had a Sandyman hot pot.
Gee, what kind of a drink is that?
It's just a perfect drink for tonight. It has a sort of sensuous, silky smoothness. And a kind of voluptuous, luscious, mellow taste, you know. And as it glides down slowly, you get this gorgeous sort of warm glow.
Gee.
Diffusing through your body, right down to your little toes.
Hey, easy on, Dolores. You're storing things up. Everyone's staring. Joe, over here, could I have one Sandyman hot port and... No, I'll have two hot ports. Sandyman hot port.
Hey, babe. You know, we think you could do with a hot port. More Sandyman
hot port. No doubt, Mr. Sandyman, sir. Your hot port is causing quite a stir. Clutter-free Nova.
Day one. Dear Nola, thank you very much for your lovely present of a partridge in a pear tree. We're getting the hang of feeding the partridge now, although it was difficult at first to win its confidence. It bit the mother rather badly in the hand. But they're good friends now, and we're keeping the pear tree indoors in a bucket. Thank you again. Yours affectionately, Governor O'Lunacy. Day 2. Dear Nola, I cannot tell you how surprised we were to hear from you so soon again and to receive your lovely present of 2 turtle doves. You really are too kind. At first, the partridge was very jealous and suspicious of the doves, and they had a terrible row on the night the doves arrived. We had to send for the vet. But the birds are okay again, and the stitches is due to come out in a week or two. The vet's bill was £8, but the mother is over her annoyance now, and the doves and the partridge are watching the telly from the pear tree as I write. Yours ever, Govnet. Day 3. Dear Nola, we must be foremost in your thoughts. I had only posted my letter when the 3 French hens arrived. There was another sort out between the hens and the doves, who sided with the partridge, and the vet had to be sent for again. The mother was raging because the bill was £16 this time, but she has almost cooled down. However, the fact that the bird's droppings keep falling down on her hair while she's watching the telly doesn't help matters. Thanking you for your kindness, I remain your governor. Day 4. Dear Nola, you mustn't have received my last letter when you were sending us the 4 calling birds. There was pandemonium in the pear tree again last night, and the vet's bill was £32. The mother is on sedation as I write. I know you meant no harm, and remain your close friend, Govnet. Day 5. Nola, your generosity knows no bounds. 5 gold rings. When the parcel arrived, I was scared stiff that it might be more birds, because the smell in the living room is atrocious. However, I don't want to seem ungrateful for the beautiful rings. Your affectionate friend, Governor. Day 6. Nola, what are you trying to do to us? It isn't that we don't appreciate your generosity, but the 6 geese have not alone nearly murdered the calling birds, but they laid their eggs on top of the vet's head from the pear tree, and his bill was £68 in cash. My mother is munching 60 grains of Valium a day and talking to herself in a most alarming way. You must keep your feelings for me in check, Governor. Day 7. Nola, we are not amused by your little joke. 7 swans a-swimming is a most romantic idea, but not in the bath of a private house. We cannot use the bathroom now because they have gone completely savage and rush the door every time we try to enter. If things go on this way, the mother and I will smell as bad as the living room carpet. Please lay off. It is not fair, Governor. Day 8. Nola, who the hell do you think gave you the right to send 8 hefty maids a-milking here to eat us out of house and home? Their cattle is all over the front lawn and has trampled the hell over the mother's rose beds. The swans invaded the living room in a sneak attack, and the ensuing battle between them and the calling birds, turtle doves, French hens and partridge made the Battle of the Somme seem like Wanderley Wagon. The mother is on a bottle of whiskey a day, as well as the 60 grains of Valium. I'm very annoyed with you, Governor. Day 9. Listen, you louser. There's enough pandemonium in this place night and day without 9 drummers drumming. While the 8 flaming maids of milking is beating me poor old alcoholic mother out of her own kitchen and gobbling everything in sight. I'm warning you, you're making an enemy of me, Govnet. Day 10. Listen, manure face. I hope you will be haunted by the strains of the Tin Piper's Piping which has sent to torment us last night. They were aided in their evil work by those maniac drummers, and it wasn't a pleasant sight to look out the window and see eight hefty maids a-milking, pogoing round with the ensuing punk rock uproar. My mother has just finished her third bottle of whiskey on top of 124 grains of Valium. You'll get yours. Governor, all alone, I say. Day 11. You have scandalized my mother, your dirty Jezebel. It was bad enough to have eight maids of milk and dancing to punk music on the front lawn. But they've now been joined by your friends, the 11 lords a-leaping. And the antics of the whole lot of them would leave the most decadent days of the Roman Empire looking like outlook. I'll get you yet, you old bide. Day 12. Listen, slurry head, you have ruined our lives. The 12 maidens dancing turned up last night and beat the living daylights out of the 8 maids a-milking because they found them carrying on with the 11 lords a-leaping. Meanwhile, the swans got out of the living room where they'd been hiding since the big battle and savaged hell out of the lords and all the maids. There were 8 ambulances here last night and the local civil defence as well. The mother is in a home for the bewildered and I'm sitting here up to me neck in birds, droppings, empty whiskey and valium bottles, birds, blood and feathers, where the flame and cows eats the leaves off the pear tree. I'm a broken man. Governor, all known as
the... The great Frank Kelly from, what, 3-4 years ago? Our Christmas countdown. Risa Crowe has been writing to a Mr. and Mrs. Pearson for 25 years now. Mr. and Mrs. Pearson have moved away to Clondalkin, and Risa doesn't know where you're living, so Mr. and Mrs. Pearson, would you please get in touch with Risa Crowe right now? You know her telephone number. It is Christmas. This is Christmas with Nova and Louise from the Human League.
When he saw her getting off the bus, it seemed to wipe away the years. Her face was older, just a little rough, but her eyes were still so clear. He drank his coffee and he hurried out across before she walked away. Then he approached her like a little child, too scared for what he had to say. Hello, Louise, remember me. Now should we part or stay a while? As if we were still lovers.
Thank you.
There are wounds that you don't want to heal. The memories of something really good. Something truly real. That you never found again.
As if we were still lovers.
And though they talked for just a little time, before she said she had to go, he saw the meeting as a tiny sign that told him all he had to know. And so Louise waved from the bus, and as she left, she gave that smile as if there were still lovers.
All good stuff, isn't it? Louise, Human League, 27 minutes to 4 o'clock, Christmas afternoon from NOVA.
Roll up, ladies and gentlemen, roll up to Funderland, the Christmas carnival at the RDS. Roll up with 7-Up and get in absolutely free. That's right, you heard me the first time. You'll get in absolutely free if you buy 7-Up regular or diet 7-Up in the 1.5-litre bottle with a special promotional label. Just collect 3 7-Up Funderland tokens, bring them with you when you come to Funderland, and you'll get in absolutely free. So roll up with a great 7-Up Christmas offer and come to fabulous Funderland free.
7-Up, the difference is free.
Merry Christmas from Radio Nova.
being inundated with people this afternoon. A very good friend of mine, Adrian Crowe of the Rath Pottery, has come in this afternoon. She's brought me in a special Christmas present. It's a mug, and it's got on it Tony's Special Cocoa Mug. Thank you, Adrian, very much. Right, got to say hello to Mr. and Mrs. Jess, husband Thomas and son, Anthony Francis and family, Owen and family, Peggy and Paddy and family, Mary and John O'Brien and Sandy Noggin, Mona and Irene and friends, and, as she said, me mother-in-law, Mrs. O'Brien, and also all the staff of Irish TV Rentals. That's from Anne O'Brien. How are you? This is Nova and Billy Field.
Lost control, and it's a shame to see that a boy like me has got so many bad habits. Well, I'm off the rails, my resistance fails, a temptation got a hold on me, and I can't refuse. I always knew I can't help myself. Bad habits. Well, it just ain't right. But it's something I can't fight. I can't stop going out and having fun. Well, I tried to be good, but I knew I never could. Cause I've got more bad habits than anyone.
Turkey's been carved, the pudding's been eaten, and Christmas Day is over for another year. What to do next?
Continue the holiday celebrations on St. Stephen's Night at Disco Nova. The hottest music in town, the friendliest welcome of any club, supervised car parking, a full bar, the classiest clientele. It's gonna be the night that's in it as we continue the holiday fun on Wednesday, 26th December. Even St. Stephen would approve. Come along, bring all your friends. The doors open at 8:30, admission just £6. St. Stephen's Night, Wednesday, December 26th at Disco Nova, Nova Park, Stocking Lane, Rat Barnum. The Christmas season has never been so bright as this year at Disco Nova.
Merry Christmas, Radio Nova.
Yes, well, it almost did it. There she is. Christmas Cake Goes Down the Wrong Aisle Again. That's a song called Like a Virgin. Now, we were playing stuff by Bob Gallico, weren't we?
It was reported one day that a visiting historian was dining at the White House with a senior official and heard that President Reagan was puzzled by a foreign policy problem with historical roots. The historian was asked to prepare a background paper for the president. He was told to make it 6 pages long and write it in Reader's Digest style. Understandable, but I'm not sure even that would be simple enough. This style might be more effective.
Hello, Ronnie. Today I'm going to tell you all about a far-off land.